Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coaches Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Fran Coach is a national search firm, and we are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal with clients is to help them find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that many of our corporate refugee clients focus a great deal on. And that topic is, does industry matter when searching for the best franchise to own? Simple, short answer is not really. Would not, however, be much of a podcast if we stopped at the short answer. So the longer answer to that is not really is let's back up a little bit and let's look at kind of how we're raised in the corporate world. And there are the two things that really kind of define us are our job title and the industry in which we work. The job title is kind of like our scoreboard. The higher up the corporate ladder we climb, the more obvious it is to how successful we are. Are we entry level? Are we manager, director, VP? Ooh, are we a senior VP, right? What is our title? The industry is what tells the world where our expertise is. When it's time to find the next position in the corporate world, these two things, more than anything else, tend to be the focus of the search. Good luck trying to skip a level with your position, and potential employers are going to tell you you don't have enough experience. Try to change industries, and you risk hearing that you don't have the right experience. Show of hands of anybody that's heard either of those two things. These realities, whether justified or not, and they're not, we all know that, but they get beaten into our brains over time. So when people begin to search for a franchise, they assume they need to do so in the industry in which they've always worked. However, the reality is that is just not the case. The industry in which someone has worked should absolutely not limit the search. Because let's be honest, especially when you get to an executive level, you're not the doer. You've gained tons of skills along the way that can be easily transferred to virtually any other industry. Obviously, most corporations don't understand this. I'll always use an example. Somebody we worked with a few years ago, the other thing about industry really kind of comes into this is that a lot of times it's the first, we talk to people that the first job they got after high school or college, the job they just happened to take, that defined them. Next thing you know, 20, 30 years down the road, they've been in that industry, can't cross over. And it wasn't that they wanted to be in that industry. They just got their first job that way. We worked with somebody years ago, graduated college, took a job at a bank as a bank teller, entry position. 30 years later, they were vice president of sales for a major bank. But as things go in the corporate world, there was a downsize. They were let go, started to do a job search. The banking industry was struggling a little bit at the time. So they tried to look at other industries. VP of sales should work in other industries. Just absolutely not a sniff. Came to us and then ended up starting a franchise that had nothing to do with banking, but had to do with who they were. They were a natural leader. They were a team builder. They were great at networking. They were incredibly driven to succeed, creative, able to adapt, and understood the importance of implementing a proven system. Those are key traits to being a franchise owner, not the industry. So those are things that come into play greatly with this. Now, does industry matter? We don't ignore it, let's be honest, right? There are times that there are things that people just don't want anything to do with. During our process of kind of creating that ideal scenario for folks, we do talk about industry and we will have a conversation. Hey, are there any industries that you just want no part of? Let's understand what those might be, if any, and why. What are some things that there's a strong interest in? And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, I love to work out, therefore I should have a gym. I love to eat, therefore I should own a restaurant. Sometimes it's just understanding the market. Sometimes it's things that people have always had an interest in. But it is almost always with our clients that they start a franchise that is in an industry that they have little to no experience in. So again, how is that possible? So from the franchisor standpoint, I mean, we work with over 500 brands. I can count on one hand the amount of franchises that require industry experience. Okay. So that tells you that across the board, what they're looking for, again, talent, skill set, core values. What are you good at? What do you want to do? The people you want to be around every day as an owner, whether it's staff, customers in the community, what are those conversations like? Do you love building a team of unskilled workers and help them progress? Do you really want more of highly skilled technical? Do you like managing salespeople? Do you like things that are price-driven, quality-driven, premium-driven? Do you like repeat customers, transactional? Do you want an office, a retail, a virtual? Those are the things that are going to matter. Oh, by the way, here's the industry, right? Even within industries in franchising, you can have two franchises that do the same thing, at least from a consumer standpoint, whether they sell a sandwich or they're going to mow your lawn. And they can be vastly different behind the scenes, what they're looking for in an owner. So we've got to really understand what those things are, right? The other piece with industry is that as an owner, you are rarely the doer. A cleaning franchise, for example, they do not care if you are the biggest slob on the planet. Like your house is ready for an episode of Hoarders. It is a disaster. They don't care. It's not your job to be the cleaner. They're looking for an owner that, in that case, can they implement the marketing and sales process? Can they build a big team of unskilled workers? Can they really manage those long-term accounts and clients? That's what they're looking for. Not if you know how to take out the trash or do your dishes, right? So those are really the things that matter greatly. Again, we don't ignore it, but we want people to really come into this process with an open mind. As an owner, again, can you lead? Are you driven? Can you follow a plan from a franchise ownership standpoint? Who are the people you want to be around? Staff, customers in the community? And what are those conversations about? What's going to drive you? What's going to get you out of bed? That's what really matters. So you have to kind of turn off that kind of corporate side of your brain. And just because you've been in industry X your whole career, maybe industry X is the place where we find your perfect franchise. But more times than not, it's going to end up being industry Y, industry Z, industry, you know, double L, something. It will be something different. So that open mind and understanding, what do you truly want to do? What do you want your business to be about? Will help. Don't worry that pretty much nobody knows. Those are the things that we're able to kind of pull out and focus on this. Does industry matter? It does, but it matters just simply as a piece to the puzzle, not the driving force behind it. So hopefully that kind of helps from an industry standpoint, allow you to understand that you're not pigeonholed when we get into franchising. It's really going to be a blank slate. We can create this whatever you want it to be. We're here to help you with that. That is really, again, kind of the thing about industry, and we hope that helps you understand, again, the wide range of possibilities that are out there for folks. Again, it's why we are partnered with over 500 franchises in nearly 60 industries to help make sure that we are always finding our clients the best fit for them. We'd love to chat with you. If you have some interest, would like to learn a little bit more to see if now is your time to become an owner, let's talk. You can reach us online, website francoach.net. Find us there. Shoot us a contact form. You can also call us direct 602-920-8401 is our direct office line. And we're all over social media too. Be our friends there as well. We hope we get a chance to talk to you. We hope this has helped you understand how wide the possibilities are for you as an owner. And again, take that first step today. Reach out, get a call scheduled, and hopefully this will help create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Fran Coaches Franchising 101 podcast series. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to talk to you soon.